House, CIA Director Leon Panetta at the agency's headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and Admiral William H. McRaven at a special operations base in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. The effectiveness of a command and control system in launching an attack, however, reveals little about how it will perform when under attack. The 9/11 Commission report offers a sobering account of the confusion, miscommunication, and parallel decision-making that occurred at the highest levels of the government during an attack on the United States that lasted about 78 minutes. President George W. Bush did not board Air Force One until almost an hour after the first hijacked airliner struck the World Trade Center. His calls to the Pentagon and the White House underground bunker were constantly dropped. Continuity of government measures weren't implemented until more than an hour after the initial attack. Vice President Cheney ordered Air Force fighter planes to shoot down any hijacked airliners over Washington, D.C. and New York City, but the order was never received. The only fighter planes that got an authorization to fire their weapons belonged to the District of Columbia Air National Guard, and they were ordered into the air by a Secret Service agent acting outside the chain of command without Cheney's knowledge. A command and control system designed to operate during a surprise attack that could involve thousands of nuclear weapons and would require urgent presidential decisions within minutes proved incapable of handling an attack by four hijacked airplanes. As of this writing, the United States has approximately 4,650 nuclear weapons. About 300 are assigned to long-range bombers, 500 are deployed atop Minuteman III missiles, and 1,150 are carried by Trident submarines. An additional 200 or so hydrogen bombs are stored in Turkey, Belgium, Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands for use by NATO aircraft. About 2,500 nuclear weapons are held in reserve, mainly at the Kirtland Underground Munitions Maintenance and Storage Complex near Albuquerque, New Mexico. America's current nuclear war plan, now known as the Operations Plan, OPPLAN, 8010, has two official aims: strategic deterrence and global strike. Both seek to prevent an attack with weapons of mass destruction against the United States, one with an implied threat, the other with an American first strike. While the attack options of the PSYOP focused primarily on targets in the Soviet Union, the OPPLAN enables the president to use nuclear weapons against Russia, China, North Korea, Syria, and Iran. Adaptive planning allows targets in other countries to be chosen at the last minute. The United States now plans to spend as much as $180 billion over the next 20 years to maintain its nuclear weapons, run its weapon laboratories, and upgrade its uranium processing facilities. The world's other nuclear powers are behaving in much the same way. Russia has about 1,740 deployed strategic weapons and perhaps 2,000 tactical weapons. It plans to introduce a new long-range missile by the end of the decade. France is adding new aircraft and submarines to carry its roughly 300 weapons. The United Kingdom plans to obtain new Trident submarines for its approximately 160 warheads. China is thought to have about 240 nuclear weapons. It is building new cruise missiles, long-range missiles, and submarines to carry them. It has also constructed an underground Great Wall, thousands of miles of deeply buried tunnels, large enough to fit cars, trucks, and trains in which to hide them. The size of China's arsenal is not limited by any arms control treaties. After vowing for decades that nuclear weapons would be used only for retaliation after an enemy attack, China may be abandoning its no-first-use pledge. And a more aggressive Chinese strategy would increase the number of ballistic missiles worldwide that are ready to be fired at a moment's notice, as well as the risk of mistakes. The number of nuclear weapons possessed by Israel has never been revealed. Israel recently purchased submarines from Germany to deploy some of them, and hopes in the near future to place others on long-range missiles. The nuclear programs of North Korea and Iran remain shrouded in mystery. Both may be seeking to deploy long-range missiles with nuclear warheads. North Korea may already have half a dozen nuclear weapons. Despite well-publicized threats to launch a nuclear attack on American cities, North Korea may not have the capability to destroy targets thousands of miles away. The technical proficiency of the world's aspiring nuclear powers remains unknown. The yield of North Korea's first weapon test was less than 1 kiloton, and Iraq's nuclear weapon program, before it was halted, may have posed a greater threat to Baghdad than to Saddam Hussein's enemies. "It could go off if a rifle bullet hit it," one United Nations inspector said about the Iraqi weapon design. "I wouldn't want to be around if it fell off the edge of this desk." The United States and Russia still maintain thousands of missiles on alert, ready to be launched within minutes. As tensions between the two countries have eased, the risk of an accidental war has diminished. But it has not disappeared. The targets of American missiles are no longer pre-programmed. They are transmitted right before launch, and the default setting of the missiles would send their warheads into the nearest ocean. The command and control systems of both countries, however, are still profoundly important. Russia has become far more dependent on land-based missiles than the United States, and as a result, more vulnerable to a first strike. Any sign of a surprise attack must be taken seriously at the Kremlin. The ballistic missile submarines in the Russian fleet are old, poorly maintained, and rarely leave their ports. The subs have become easy targets and no longer provide a secure retaliatory threat. The odds of the United States launching an all-out surprise attack on Russia's nuclear forces are infinitesimal. But the pressure to maintain a launch-on-warning policy may be stronger now in Moscow than it was 30 years ago. And the reliability